Cristo ha resucitado, aleluya. Verdaderamente ha resucitado, aleluya. En el Evangelio de San Juan, capítulo 1, versículo 16, se dice: de su plenitud hemos recibido todos gracia sobre gracia. Mis queridos hermanos y hermanas en Cristo, en esta santísima noche de Pascua, ustedes recibirán gracia sobre gracia. Ocho personas serán bautizados esta noche, serán iluminadas por Cristo y se convertirán en hijos y hijas amados de Dios Padre. 13 almas serán selladas con el don del Espíritu Santo en el sacramento de la confirmación. Y 15 personas recibirán su primera comunión. De la plenitud de Cristo, ustedes recibirán gracia sobre gracia. Jesucristo nuestro Señor, resucitado de entre los muertos, muchísimas gracias por dar a tus hermanos y hermanas gracia sobre gracia esta noche por los sacramentos del bautismo, la confirmación y la Santísima Eucaristía. Gracias, Jesucristo. Gracias, nuestro Salvador, por salvarnos del pecado y de la muerte mediante por tu gloriosa muerte y resurrección. Cristo ha resucitado, aleluya. Verdaderamente ha resucitado, aleluya. This is the night. My dear elect and my dear candidates, five times for the five wounds of Christ, Deacon Scott sang those glorious words in the Exultet. This is the night. No doubt, my dear elect and candidates, these words echoed in your hearts. This is the night. This is the night. It's finally here. This is the night. After many classes of instruction on Thursday mornings for our Chinese friends, on Thursday evenings for our Anglo friends, or on Sunday afternoons for our Spanish-speaking friends, after classes and classes, after months of preparation, the night of nights is finally here. Deacon Scott sang so beautifully, "The sanctifying power of this night dispels wickedness, washes faults away, restores innocence to the fallen and joy to mourners. It drives out hatred, fosters concord, and brings down the mighty." Indeed, this is the night. This is the night where you will pass over from darkness to light, from death to life, through the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and First Holy Communion. This is the night for you, because this is the night that Jesus Christ, our Savior, passed over from death to life. St. Paul says in his beautiful letter to the Romans, "Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life." The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead allows us to live in newness of life. Jesus Christ is truly risen from the dead so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Everyone here tonight will join you in making a profession of faith. Those to be baptized will make a profession of faith first, and then, inspired by their profession of faith, we will all join you in professing our faith. For he who believes in Jesus will not perish, but might have eternal life. When the women told their story about the empty tomb, they thought it was nonsense. They told their beautiful story about the resurrection of Jesus, but their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But you believe them. You believe them because you firmly believe that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It is not pretend or make-believe, a myth or a mirage. It is not some optical illusion, a dream, a hallucination, or some figment of your imagination. Yes, indeed, Jesus Christ truly died on the cross. But he is not dead anymore. Christus vivit. He is risen indeed. Amen. Hallelujah.